Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your compassions toward us. Thank you for your helps that we have received. Thank you for the breakthroughs you have released into our lives. Thank you, Father. Thank you for giving us victories over the enemy. Thank you for subduing Satan under our feet. Thank you for destroying the works of darkness that were formed against us. Thank you, Lord, for upholding us with your right hand of power. Thank you for changing our lives and situations according to your will and plans for us. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the authority in the name of Jesus that is working in our lives and in our prayers. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for healing our sicknesses. Thank you for removing our diseases. Thank you, Father, for giving us solutions to difficult problems in our lives. Thank you for destroying every negative thing Satan created in our lives and situations. Thank you for opening a new chapter of great things in our lives. Thank you for giving us new beginning. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the interventions we got from you after we had prayed and fasted. Thank you, Lord, for turning our situations around and for making all things to work for our favor. to work for our good. Thank you, Father. Thank you for putting upon us a spirit of excellence and spirit of success and prosperity. Thank you, Father. We thank you for giving us boldness and confidence in your word. Thank you for making us to be very bold and confident concerning what we believe. Thank you, Father. We thank you for the battles we inherited from our parents and ancestors that you have destroyed. We also thank you for all the barriers and obstacles on our ways that you have removed. Thank you for the mountains standing before us to stop us, that you have made to become plains. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for removing the plantations of darkness in our bodies, souls, and spirits. Thank you, Father. Thank you for removing poisons of darkness from our bodies and souls and spirits. Thank you, Father. We are here this midnight to pray, to worship you, to seek your face, to learn from you, and to fight and win battles. Oh Lord, fellowship with us in Jesus' name. Release your power, make your power available unto us as we pray, and through your power change our lives, bless us, help us, set us free in Jesus' name. Through your power change our situations, through your power give us dominion, breakthroughs, and victories in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We're going to start with worship songs before we go into prayer points. There is power. Wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the land. There is power. There is power. Power. Wonder walking power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder walking power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Our Father, our Father who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. Our Father, who art in heaven. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. Our Father, who art in heaven. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. Our Father, who art in heaven. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. Great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Father, you reign, great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign, great are you, Lord. 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 All power belongs to you. Great are you, Lord. Mighty man of war. Great are you. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. We presume Lord, we praise you, we praise you, Lord, in our lives. We see what you're doing one more time. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh, Lord. In our lives. We see what you're doing one more time. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you. You reign. You reign. You reign. You reign, Jesus, you reign. You reign, you reign. God, you reign forever. You reign in our lives. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. Our Lord, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. With a grateful heart, we worship you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your Jehovah, we praise you. King of glory, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise thee. El Shaddai, we praise thee. Jehovah, we praise thee. We praise Yahweh. We praise
my home. of my journey are free. Oh, until I reach by you. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. Hallelujah, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Jesus. We are grateful, oh Lord, for your kindness. We are grateful, oh Lord, for your mighty works, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. God, we lift up your name. God, we lift up your name. We lift you up with a heart full of praise, with a heart full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, we lift up your name. God, we lift up your name. We lift up your name with an heart full of praise. With an heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. From east to west, there is no other God. From north to south, from north to south, I say there is no other God. From east to west, from east to west, there is no other God, no one like Jesus. From north to south, I say there is no other God. He's alive, amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Forever
is alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. In our lives, Jesus is alive. Forever is alive. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercies endureth forever. Amen. For his mercies endureth forever. Amen. All the glory be to God in the highest. Amen. All the glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercies endureth forever. Amen. For his mercies endureth forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Hosanna. Hallelujah. Hosanna. Hallelujah. Hosanna, hallelujah, hosanna, oh hallelujah, hosanna, hallelujah, hosanna, hallelujah, hosanna, hallelujah. Hosanna, oh hallelujah, hosanna, hallelujah, hosanna, hallelujah, hosanna, hallelujah.
Begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify and adore him. Magnify him for who he is. Worship Jesus. Worship the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God that was slain for the sins of the world. Worship the King of the universe, the King of kings, the King of glory, the Lord of lords, the Lord of hosts. Worship him. Worship the Lord of hosts. Worship the bright and morning star. Worship the way maker, the mountain mover, the miracle worker, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the all-sufficient God and the self-sufficient God. He is the one who was and is and is to come. He is the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last,
the beginning and the ending. Worship Him. He gives power to the powerless. He gives strength to the weak. Praise Him. He gives hope to the hopeless. He gives revival to the dying. Worship the Holy God who have conquered the grave. Jesus is the Holy One who have conquered death and the grave. He's the Holy One who have conquered hell. We worship You, Father. Our God is a mighty God. Worship Him. Our God is a great God. Our God is a merciful God. Our God is a faithful God. Our God is a loving Father. Our God is dependable. Our God is reliable. Our God is unchangeable. Worship Him for who He is. He is the only true God. He is the true light, and there is no darkness in Him. We praise You, everlasting Father. We praise You, everlasting Father. We praise You, everlasting Father. We worship You, King of Glory. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises. Amen. We're going to thank Him. You can say, "Thank You, Father, for making all things work together for my good." So thank You, Father, for making everything You have created to work together for my good. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to thank Him. Say, "Thank You, Father, for making all things work together for my good. Even the things the enemy thought would bring me down. Thank You for using those things to lift me up. Thank You, Father, for making all things work together for my good. Even the things the enemy are doing against me, thank You for making all of them to work together for my good. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen." You're still going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, "Thank You, Father, for writing my names, for writing my name at the palm of Your hand, for continual remembrance of me." open your mouth and begin to thank you. Say, thank you, Father, for writing my name at the palm of your hand, for continual remembrance of me, for continuous remembrance of me. Thank you for writing my name at the palm of your hand, so that you will not forget me, so that you will always remember me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for executing your judgment and justice upon my enemies. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for executing your judgment and justice upon my enemies. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for executing your judgment and justice upon the enemies of my life and destiny. Thank you for executing your judgment and justice upon the enemies of my calling, upon the enemies of my marriage and family. Thank you for executing your judgment and justice upon the enemies of my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for making me stronger than the forces of darkness that were once stronger than me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for making me stronger than the forces of darkness that were once stronger than I am. Thank you, Father, for making me stronger than them. Thank you, Lord, for making me dominate the powers of darkness that were once ruling over me. Thank you for making me to oppress my oppressors. Thank you for making me to oppress my oppressors. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for your light that is shining upon my life. And is exposing every work of darkness. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for your light that is shining upon me. I thank you because that light is exposing all the works of darkness and all the hiding place of darkness. Thank you, Father, for your light that is shining on my spirit, shining on my soul, shining on my mind, shining on my body. Thank you for your light that is shining on my environment and situations to give me revelations, to give me guidance, to give me directions. Thank you, Lord, for your light that is shining upon me to guide me through the right path for my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for destroying captivities of darkness that have stayed so long in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for destroying captivities of darkness that have stayed so long in my life. Captivities of the enemy that have stayed so long in my body, soul, and spirit. Thank you for destroying them all. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for giving me freedom from satanic bondages that have been initiated in my life for a very long time. Thank you for giving me freedom from witchcraft bondages that have happened to me since a very long time. Thank you, Father, for giving me liberty. Thank you for setting me free. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for making the things I used to be afraid of to become afraid of me. Say, thank you, Father, for making the things I used to fear to now fear me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for making those things I used to be afraid of to become afraid of me. Thank you, Father, for making the things I used to fear to now fear me. Thank you for making the things I used to run away from to now run away from me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you for a great and glorious future you have designed for me. And thank you because that future shall be fulfilled in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for a great and glorious future you have designed for me. And thank you because nothing shall hinder the fulfillment of that future. Thank you, Father, for a perfect and beautiful future you have set for me. A glorious future you have prepared for me. Thank you because nothing shall stop the fulfillment of that future. Nothing shall hinder the manifestation of the future you have designed for me. Thank you, Father. Because It is the future you have designed for me that will be my future. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make me a vessel of honor. Make me a vessel of honor. Make me a candidate of your honor in the earth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, make me a vessel of honor. Make me a person through which your name will be honored in the earth. Make me a person through which your name will be honored in the earth. Make me a vessel of honor in the name of Jesus. Make me a candidate of your honor. Make me a carrier of your honor. Make me a person through which your name will be honored in the earth. Make me a person through which your name will be praised in the earth. In the name of Jesus, let my life give you honor. Let my life give honor to your name. Let my destiny bring honor to your name. Let my calling, my ministry, bring honor to your name in the earth. Let my marriage and home bring honor to your name in the earth. Let my children bring honor to your name in the earth. Father, let my family bring honor to your name in the earth. In the name of Jesus, make me a candidate of your honor in the earth. Make me a person through which your name will be honored in this earth, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, uproot from my life everything that will not bring honor to your name. And everything that does not bring honor to your name. And everything that will not bring honor to your name. Father, uproot them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Everything in my life that will not bring honor to your name, and everything in my life that does not bring honor to your name, Father, uproot them now. Uproot them now. Uproot them now. uproot them now in the name of Jesus. Everything going on in my life, going on in my body system, going on in my soul and spirit, everything going on in my situations that does not bring honor to your name and that will not bring honor to your name, Father, uproot them now. Uproot them now. Lishatene jenegu helidia. Nahasha talzinde deshina. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray that prayer. Begin to say, whatever the enemy has planted in my life that does not bring honor to your name, oh Lord, uproot them now. In the name of Jesus, whatever the enemy is doing in my life that doesn't bring honor to your name, Father, uproot them now. Destroy those things now. In the name of Jesus, destroy them now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray. The opposite of honor is shame, is reproach. You're going to pray, if we please the Lord with our lives, He will remove shame from our lives. If you make a covenant with your soul, with your heart today, and you tell yourself that I'm going to live a life that is pleasing to God, I'm going to live my life to please God for the rest of my days on earth, God is going to take away shame from your life. So God doesn't allow shame to befall those that are pleasing Him, those that fear Him, those that are doing His will. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I make up my mind today to live the rest of my life on earth to please You. Let shame and reproach be far from my life. Let shame and reproach and disgrace be far from my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I make up my mind to live the rest of my life on earth to please You. I make up my mind to live the remaining days that I have on earth, the remaining years that I have to live on earth to please You and to do Your will. Therefore, O Lord, let shame and reproach and disgrace be forever far from my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to say, I dedicate my entire life to pleasing You, O Lord. I commit my entire life to pleasing You, O Lord. I dedicate my entire life to doing Your will, O Lord. Therefore, take shame away from my life forever. Take disgrace and reproach away from my life forever. In the name of Jesus, thank You, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Also, those that trust in God wholeheartedly shall not be put to shame. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, my trust is in you and not in anyone else and not in anything else. Let me not be put to shame. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, my trust is in you. My trust is in your power. My trust is in your might. My trust is in your ability. My trust is in your name. Therefore, let me not be put to shame. Do not allow my enemies to mock me. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, my trust is in you. Jesus, my trust is in you. Holy Spirit, my trust is in you. Therefore, do not allow me to be put to shame. And do not allow me to fail. Do not allow me to fail. For I trust in you, O Lord. Because my trust is in you. O Lord, do not let me fail. Do not let me fall. In the name of Jesus. My trust is in your power. My trust is in your strength. My trust is in your grace. Therefore, Father, let me not be put to shame. In the name of Jesus. Father, my trust is in your ability. My trust is in your word. Therefore, do not allow me suffer reproach. Do not allow me suffer failures. Do not allow me suffer poverty. Do not allow me suffer scarcity. Because my trust is in you, O Lord. Do not allow me to remain in sickness. Because my trust is in you, Lord. Do not allow me to remain in weakness. Because my trust is in you, Lord. Do not allow me to remain in oppression. Do not allow me to remain in bondage. Because my trust is in you, Lord. My trust is in your power. Let me not be put to shame. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open my eyes to see what you want me to do for you. open my eyes to see what you want me to do for you at this time. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, show me what you want me to do for you at this time. Show me the work you want me to do for you. Show me how you want me to walk in your vineyard at this time. Give me assignment you want me to do for you at this time. In the name of Jesus, reveal to me the work you want me to do for your kingdom at this time. Reveal that assignment to me now. In the name of Jesus, the assignment that you want me to do for you, for your kingdom at this time, oh Lord, show it to me. In the name of Jesus, how you want me to serve you at this time, oh Lord, reveal it to me. In the name of Jesus, so that I can be useful for your glory in the earth, so that I can be useful for your will in the earth. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me the strength that I need to become effective in your work, in your business on earth. Say, Father, give me the strength that I need to become effective and profitable in your work, in your business, in the earth. Give me the strength right now. In the name of Jesus, give me the strength, O Lord, the strength that I need to become effective, successful, and profitable in your work here on earth, in your business here on earth. Oh Lord, give me the strength that I need now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray. You need to know that the Holy Spirit is not just given to us for us to have Him in our lives. Yeah, the Holy Spirit is given to us because there is a work going on. There is a business going on in the head, and the Holy Spirit wants to make use of every Christian in God's business, in God's work. Yeah, so if you believe that you have the Holy Spirit in you, and that Spirit is not driving you to be part of God's business on earth, God's work on earth, then maybe you don't yet have the Holy Spirit. Yeah, because the Holy Spirit will always drive Christians to be part of God's business, to serve in God's business on earth. And everyone that really have the Holy Ghost, they will testify to this thing. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, I acknowledge that you live in me. You live in my life. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, enlist me among the people that are busy with God's business. Include me with people on earth that are busy with God's business. At this time, open your mouth and begin to pray. Say, Holy Spirit, I acknowledge that you dwell in me. Therefore, include me among people on earth that are busy with God's business. Include me among them. Enlist me with them right now in the name of Jesus. I want to be part of people that are busy with God's business. I want to be part of people that are laboring in God's business, laboring in God's work on earth at this time. I want to be a part of them. Holy Spirit, join me with them right now in the name of Jesus. Join me with them right now in the name of Jesus. Include me among those that are laboring day and night for souls to be won into God's kingdom and for the will of God to be done in the earth. Holy Spirit, include me among those people right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, you need to know that the business of God on earth is more important than your own business. The business of God is more important than your job, than the job you're doing. Until you agree with that, you will never be effective in God's service. And you will never be profitable. And you will never be relevant in heaven. Because the only people that are relevant in heaven right now as I'm talking to you are people that are laboring in God's business on earth. These are the people that are relevant in heaven. Yeah, and those are the people that heaven regard as profitable Christians. So you're going to pray until you come to that point where you tell yourself that God's business is greater and more important than my own business and than my own job or whatever I'm doing. you will never be able to make God happy with your life. Or God will not be able, will not have, you know, find joy in your life. Yeah, because God will be happy when your life is bearing fruit. When your life is giving him profit, that is when God will be happy with your life. But when your life is not producing any fruit, is not producing any profit to God, to heaven, yeah, God will not be happy with your life. And as a matter of fact, God might decide to cut short your lifespan if you realize that you are not giving him any profit. So to him, he will feel like there's no reason why you should continue to live on earth. So he might just reduce your lifespan. I pray that God will not reduce your lifespan in Jesus' name. Yeah, what I'm saying is in the Bible. You can read it in John chapter 15. Yeah, Jesus said, any branch that doesn't bear fruit, his Father will cut off that branch. I believe you have read that place in your Bible. Yeah, maybe I should read it for you. Yeah, John chapter 15. Verse 2, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. You can see that. He will take that branch away. More like that branch will be removed from him. Yeah, and if you are disconnected from Jesus, then how will you live? How will you live long? Yeah, since he is the source of life. And how will you even be protected? So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, change every mindset in me that does not give value to God's business, to God's work on earth. Every mindset in me that doesn't that is making me to not value God's business and God's work on earth. So Holy Spirit, remove such mindset. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, remove from my head every mindset that is not making me to value God's work on earth, to value God's business on earth. Holy Spirit, remove such mindset in me. Every mindset that is not making me to give high priority to God's work. Every mindset that is not allowing me to prioritize God's work above my own work, above my own business. Above whatever I do with my time, Holy Spirit, remove such mindset right now in the name of Jesus. Every mindset that is making me to exalt my job, my own persona, business or whatever I do above God's business on earth, Holy Spirit, remove such mindset from me right now. In the name of Jesus. Begin to say, Holy Spirit, help me to give more value, more importance to God's business on earth than any other business or activity. Say, Holy Spirit, help me to give more value, more importance to God's business on earth than any other business or activity on earth. In the name of Jesus. And then you're also going to pray against Holy Spirit, help me to be actively involved in God's business on earth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, do you know that God may not allow your own business to be successful because you are not actively involved in his own business? God may not allow your business to prosper. He may not allow your business to move forward. Yeah, because you are not actively involved in his own business. Now, some of you might say, but I pay my tithe. Yeah, our paying of tithe is just a fragment of getting involved in God's business. God wants every part of your life to be part of his business. He wants you to preach the gospel. He wants you to win souls into his kingdom. God wants you to serve in the church you belong, or in the ministry you belong. God wants you to do something for him. He wants you to use your strength to serve him. Not just saying I pay tithe. And even the tithe, many Christians are not even faithful to paying tithe. So how can you just conclude that paying tithe is enough? Yeah, it is enough. How should I say it? Why would you conclude that paying tithe is enough for you to do concerning God's business? Well, how can you think that is all that God requires from your life, when God requires more from your life? Why do you conclude in your heart that God just needs your money, whereas he needs all of you, all of your heart, all of your strength to be involved in his business? So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, drive me, move me to serve God with my strength, with all of my strength. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So, Holy Spirit, move me and drive me to serve the Lord, to serve in God's business with all my strength, with all my strength, in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, move me, drive me to serve in God's business on earth, to serve in God's work on earth with all of my strength, with all of my strength, with all of my might, in the name of Jesus. Compel me to serve God with my strength. Even if my flesh doesn't want to serve God, Holy Spirit, force me to serve God. Compel me to serve God with my strength, with my might, in this earth, in the name of Jesus. Compel me to serve in God's business on earth at this time, in the name of Jesus. Help me to be fully involved. Help me to be fully involved in God's business on earth at this time, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, show me how you want me to be involved in your business on earth at this time. There are different things God is doing in the earth. Yeah. And there are different ways through which you can be involved in what God is doing. Yeah. And it is good that God show you that you just trying to think with your mind that this is how I want to be involved in God's business. It is better you let God reveal it to you. Yeah, because your own thought is not his thought. And you may be wrong by choosing how you want to be involved. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, show me how you want me to be involved in your business on earth at this time. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, show me how you want me to be involved in the business of soul winning on earth. Show me how you want me to be involved. In the name of Jesus, show me how you want me to win souls into your kingdom. And because the business of God on earth is all about soul winning. Say, Father, show me how you want me to win souls into your kingdom at this time. Show me how You want me to participate in your business on earth at this time. Show me how you want me to function in your work on earth at this time. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray. You need to be full of zeal, zeal and passion for God's work. Yeah, it is the zeal that will be your motivation. It is the passion that will drive you. Even when others are giving up, you will not be able to give up. So you're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, stir up from within my heart a great zeal, a great passion, a great burden for God's work in the head. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, stir up from within my heart, from within my soul, a great burden, a great zeal, a great passion for God's work in the head, for soul winning, for the will of God to be done in the head. Holy Spirit, stir up a great passion in me right now. Stir up a great zeal in me right now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Stir up from within me a great zeal and a great passion. A great zeal that can never die. A great passion that can never die. A great passion for soul winning, a great passion for God's business, a great passion for the will of God to be done in the earth. Holy Spirit, stir up that passion in me right now. Let the passion become so strong that I will leave everything and go into winning souls. Let the passion become so strong in my heart that I will forsake everything for soul winning. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're still going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God arrest and destroy every spirit of darkness assigned to distract me and discourage me from focusing on God's work, on God's business. Let the fire of God arrest and destroy them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God arrest and destroy every spirit assigned, every demon assigned to distract me from focusing on God's business on earth, to distract me, to discourage me from taking God's business seriously. Let the fire of God arrest and destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of God arrest and destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, do you know that there is more blessings in working for God than in working for an employer or working for yourself? Let's say you are self-employed. There is more blessings in working for God than working for an employer or working for money. Yeah, but Satan has deceived Christians in this generation to think that there is no blessing in working for God. Yeah, Satan has deceived Christians in this generation to think that God will not bless them and take care of them if they serve Him. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open my eyes to see the great blessings and rewards that is in serving you, that is present in serving you, that is present in working for you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. God needs to show you so that you will stop deceiving yourself. Say, Father, open my eyes to see the great blessings and rewards that is inside serving you, that is present in working for you, in working for your kingdom. Oh Lord, open my eyes to see it, so that I will not be ashamed and afraid to dedicate my time to serve you. Oh Lord, open my eyes to see the great blessings and the great rewards that are present in serving you and in working for you, so that I will not be ashamed and afraid in dedicating my time to serve you, so that I will not fear concerning dedicating my time and my days to work for you. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Some people who are serving God in His business often make the mistake. Yeah, the mistake of depending on people So they feel like, since God is going to bless me for doing his work, then it means God is going to use the people that I am serving, to bless me. Or they feel like as they do the work, the people should bless them instantly. Of course, God can use the people that you're serving to bless you. Many times he does that. But your focus should not be on the people. Whenever you are serving the people of God, your focus should be on God. So number one, you have to be conscious of, am I doing the work the way God wants it to be done? That's number one. And then number two is, I'm not expecting the rewards to come from the people. I'm expecting the reward to come from the God that I am serving. So when we're expecting the reward to come from the people, then we start to go deep into darkness. And we start to feel. But when you expect that the reward will come from God, then we will succeed in the work. Because some pastors, after they have preached and they have ministered to the people, then the next thing they will say is, they start to ask for seed, let the people sow seed and this and that. So that always affects the effectiveness of their ministries. That will definitely affect the effectiveness and the success of their ministries. So they should let God reward them. And God can use the same people they have ministered to. And God can decide to use a completely different person to reward them. But they are trying to calculate how they will get the reward, and they are now looking at the people for the reward. So that is the wrong approach to God's work. So as you work for God, your first thing is the first thing you should focus on is, are you doing the work the way God wants it to be done? And then the second thing is, are you not expecting rewards or some kind of appreciation from the people? You should serve God whether the people appreciate you or not. You should serve God whether the people even say thank you or not. Because it's not about the people, it's about God. So if I am looking for appreciation from people or rewards from people, I would have stopped a lot of things that I'm doing for God. I would have stopped since some years ago. So you're going to pray. you're going to stay. Holy Spirit, give me the right mind that the right mind that will make me do God's work the way God wants it done in the head. The Holy Spirit creates in me the right heart, the right mind that will make me do God's work the way God wants it done in the head. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In whatever capacity God has chosen you to work for Him, it is the same rule. The same rule apply. The same rule apply. Begin to say, Holy Spirit, give me the right heart. Give me the right mind that will make that will enable me serve God the way God wants His work to be done. Give me the right heart that will make me serve God and serve God's people without expecting rewards from the people. So Holy Spirit, give me the right heart that will make me do God's work in a way that God will be pleased, in a way that God will be satisfied. Holy Spirit, give me the right mind, create in me the right heart that will make me do God's work the way God and heaven wants it done. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, some people they have desire for fame. Yeah. They have desire for fame. They want to be famous while doing God's work. And because of that, they failed to do the work the way it should be done because they were desiring fame. Yeah, they were desiring recognition. Yeah. A servant should seek the glory of his master. So your desire is to make Jesus famous. Your desire should be to make Jesus famous, to make the name of Jesus famous, to make the gospel famous, to make God's kingdom famous, not to make yourself famous, not to draw the attention of people to yourself, not to promote yourself. Yeah, that is how to serve God correctly. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, created me an heart that desire nothing but that God will be glorified, but that God will be famous in the earth, that the name of the Lord will be famous in the earth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, created me a heart that desire holy that God will be praised in the earth. Holy that the name of the Lord will be glorified in the earth. Creating me such heart that doesn't look for personal recognition. Creating me such heart that doesn't look for personal fame or popularity. Creating me such heart that doesn't seek for personal gain in God's business. Creating me such heart that doesn't seek for personal glory, personal gain, personal honor in God's business. Creating me such heart that wholly glorifies God as I get busy in God's business. Give me an heart that only seek the glory of God. Give me a heart that only seek the glory for God. Give me a heart that wholly desire that God will be glorified. As I work for God, oh Lord, create in me a heart that seeks that you alone will be glorified. Create in me a heart that seeks that you alone will be praised, that you alone will be honored. As I serve you, oh Lord, as I work for you, help me to seek holy, your whole glory. Help me to seek for your name alone to be glorified. Help me to seek for your name alone to be glorified. Help me to seek for your name alone to be famous. Help me to seek for your name alone to be honored. In the name of Jesus, every heart in me, every mind in me, that will not allow me to give you all the glory, oh Lord, remove them from me now. In the name of Jesus. Every heart that will not allow me to give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise as I serve you, oh Lord, remove such hearts from me right now. Remove such mind from me right now. Help me to speak for your name alone to be glorified as I serve you. As I walk for you on earth, Father, help me to seek for your name alone to be glorified. Help me to seek for your name alone to be famous. Help me to seek for your name alone to be honored in the earth, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, empower me and transform me into a prevailing soldier in this earth, in these last days, in the battles of these last days. So Lord Jesus, empower me and transform me into a prevailing soldier. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, empower me, fortify me, transform me into a prevailing soldier that does not lose, that cannot lose in the battles of these last days. Empower me now. Empower me now. Lord Jesus, empower me now. Lord Jesus, fortify me now. Lord Jesus, transform me now into a prevailing warrior that cannot lose in the battles of these last days. Transform into a prevailing soldier that conquers every battle in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, transform me now into a prevailing soldier that conquers every battle, whether they are physical or spiritual, whether they are visible or invisible. Equip me and empower me to become a prevailing soldier that cannot be defeated. Equip me, O Lord, and transform me into a prevailing soldier that cannot be defeated, even by the strongest darkness, right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray four more prayer points, and then we will round off the session. You're going to place your right hand on your head, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Fire of the Holy Ghost, enter into the depth of my spirit, soul, and body, and uproot every darkness that is secretly oppressing me, tormenting me, and afflicting me. So fire of the Holy Ghost, enter into the depths of my body and soul and spirit, and remove every darkness that is secretly oppressing me, tormenting me, and afflicting me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Right now, uproot them. Remove them right now. Uproot them. Remove them in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. The fire of the Holy Ghost, enter into the depths of my body, soul, and spirit, and remove every darkness that is secretly attacking me, oppressing me, tormenting me, polluting me. Right now, remove them right now. In the name of Jesus. Every darkness hiding deep down in me to torment me, to oppress me, to afflict me, to deceive me, to pollute me. Holy Ghost fire, uproot them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. We have three more prayer points. You're going to raise up your right hand. You can say, Father, touch me and release your calling and glory and gift in me into manifestation. You can say, Father, touch me now and release your calling in my life, your glory in my life, and your gift in my life into manifestation. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, touch me and release your calling in my life into physical manifestation. Release your glory in my life into physical manifestation. Release your spiritual gifts and abilities in my life into physical manifestation right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Release them now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of procrastination that is not allowing me to be effective and productive in my life, in my career, in my destiny. Begin to say, I bind that spirit. Open your mouth and pray like that. Procrastination is when you keep postponing things that you should do now. Things you should do immediately. Things that should be done with immediate effect. And then you keep procrastinate. I will do it soon. I will do it tomorrow. Three. Say, I bind every spirit of procrastination that is not allowing me to be effective and productive in my life, in my career, in my calling, in my destiny. I bind that spirit right now. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of procrastination that is not allowing me to take the right actions in a timely manner, I bind them now. I bind the spirit now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. And lastly, you're going to pray. You're still going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot from alive every negative attitude that is against my progress in life. Now, some people, they have an attitude that will never let them move forward in life. No matter how hard they pray for progress, no matter how hard they pray for progress and success and excellence, in as much as that attitude is still in them, they will not be able to move forward. So you're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot from my life every negative attitude that is working against my progress in life and destiny. Uproot them now in the name of Jesus. I begin to pray like that. You say, Dekeshadi Telena, every negative attitude in me, negative habits, negative character, negative behavior that is directly against or indirectly against my progress in life and destiny, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now. Uproot them now. In the name of Jesus. Every negative attitude that is against the fulfillment of my destiny in the earth, be uprooted. Rooted by fire of the Holy Ghost. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every negative attitude and character in me that is not allowing the angels of the Lord to move my life forward, be uprooted now by fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. So we are going to stop here. Yeah, and before I will be praying for you, make sure that, I mean, I'm talking to all of you. Make sure that you get busy with God's business. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, be busier with God's business even than your own business and job. Yeah. So, and once you make up your mind to do this instruction I'm giving you right now, don't stop. Continue like that forever. Yeah, get involved with God's business in the head. Go on the street, do evangelism. Give tracts to people. Do intercessory prayers. Pray for people. Pray for nations. Pray for salvation of souls of people. Yeah. And make that decision right now. In fact, make it before you sleep tonight. That you will get busy with God's business. And once you make that decision, don't go back. Continue to do what you have decided. And God will greatly bless you. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your mercies and love and compassions that are bound toward us. Thank you for your strength that is upholding us and sustaining us. Thank you for your power that is working mighty miracles in our lives and situations. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for great things you have in store for us. Thank you for great plans you have for us, even the plans to lift us up, to make us great, and to make us successful and prosperous. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you lay your hands upon everyone here and transform the lives of your people. Transform their lives and make them into the persons you want them to be. Father, do so in Jesus' name. I come against every demonic hand that keep drawing you back from reaching the level and height God wants you to reach. I decree that the sword of the Lord cut them off right now in the name of Jesus. Every power that is confusing your journey of life and channeling your journey of life to go in an opposite direction to God's will and plans for you, I decree that such powers are arrested right now and they are eliminated from your life. Right now, in Jesus' name, I pray for you that concerning the good things you need in your life at this time, you shall not be stranded of those good things. You shall have more than enough to live in success, to live in abundance, to live in satisfaction, and to live a fulfilled life. You shall have more than enough in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that has been assigned to turn your joy into sorrow, to turn your happiness into sadness, I bind them right now in the name of Jesus. From now till the end of this year, you shall continually rejoice and you shall continually celebrate the faithfulness of God in Jesus' name. Every power that wants to use the things God have created, the physical things God have created to trouble you, I bind them right now in the name of Jesus. Every power that wants to turn the days of your life into your enemy. Every power that wants to turn the hours of your life against you, to work against you, I bind them right now in the name of Jesus. I prophesy over your life that you shall continually dwell in peace and safety, you and your entire family, in the name of Jesus. The promises of God for your life shall no longer delay. They shall all come to pass with speed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' unfailing name, I have prayed. Amen.